This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Trump is on his way to Tokyo. As you might have heard, they're packing his schedule pretty good over there, meeting the new emperor, a sumo tournament as well, and oh yeah, some meetings with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Front and center on their agenda, as it so very often is these days, trade. There will be the usual items, better access to Japanese agriculture markets for one thing. Cars are going to come up as well, because last week, President Trump said auto imports are a threat to U.S. national security, and he started a 180-day countdown after which he could impose tariffs if negotiations with Japan and the Europeans don't pan out. So, what is he looking for from Japan on this, and what does it have to give? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson digs into that one.
One idea is for Japanese automakers to make more cars in the U.S. Mireya Solis is with the Brookings Institution.
And that's, I think, the central demand at the heart of what the Trump administration wants from Japan.
But Japanese automakers counter, they already have big investments here, making one third of all vehicles produced in the U.S.
And you know, automation is a very important driver in the auto industry. So it's not even clear that new investments would just easily translate into major job creation.
It's also unclear how that would address the White House's national security concerns. When it comes to selling more American cars in Japan,
Japan has zero tariff on imported vehicles.
Christian Cicek with the Center for Automotive Research says Japan could lower its so-called non-tariff barriers, like harmonizing its safety regulations with ours. But American firms just don't make the kind of cars Japanese consumers want to buy.
There's a market for luxury vehicles, and we make some nice luxury vehicles, but we don't make them in right-hand drive, so they're not popular. And the rest of the market is looking at these very small microcars that we don't make at all.
Another idea, Japan could agree to limit the number of cars it sells to the U.S. Scott Seaman is with Eurasia Group.
The Japanese government and Japanese automakers, parts makers, have been very clear that they are completely unwilling to accept any type of managed trade arrangement, caps, quotas, that sort of thing.
But that may be where talks end up, because Seaman says if the choice is between quotas and tariffs, Japan would probably prefer quotas. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.